Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for a Chili's Green and Gold update on the Bill Michaels Show. Brought to you by Chili's. Stop by Chili's today for the 3 for $10 deal. A starter, entree, and drink for just 10 bucks. Training camp accommodations provided by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green Bay. Featuring newly renovated guest rooms. Now, here's Green Bay insider Mike Clemens.
Go.
How many audibles did you call that?
So many, John. So many. 30 probably. That's a good number.
Were they successful?
29 of them. Yeah, one bad one.
Aaron Rodgers having some fun at training camp, and welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. Time to talk some Packers football with Mike Clemens. As we just heard from Aaron Rodgers right there, Michael, welcome in. And I will say this, that one of the things that has popped up here as of late, I think it's a story that it doesn't look like it's going to die anytime soon, and that is this whole McCarthy-Rodgers conflict and then the relationship conversely of LaFleur and Rodgers.
Yeah, and you know, a whole bunch of national press came to this camp first out of all 32 because there's some guys like Jason Cole, long-respected NFL writer, who I heard on CBS Sports the other night on our station say, I'm most intrigued about how this thing's going to work out with LaFleur and Rodgers. He says, you know, I was covering the Miami Dolphins when Jimmy Johnson came in to try and resurrect Dan Marino's career. And so I'm telling you, though, It's now time to turn down the heat on that story. It was ridiculous yesterday here, Tim. You know, at one point there was something going on in practice, and all of a sudden I heard about 100 cameras go off. Like, the video guys, the still photographers, like, wow, did somebody get hurt? I'm looking left and right. It's only because Matt LaFleur in the walking boot, you know, on the left foot with the Achilles, got within 5 feet of Aaron Rodgers. In other words, you know, the folks here trying to do their job, but the money shot was literally to frame Aaron and LaFleur standing on the field together. And whatever their facial expressions were or however they were conversing, that was like the big shot of the day. And I actually kind of joked with Aaron about that after practice. I said, are you aware that if Matt LaFleur gets within 5 feet of you, there's 100 cameras going off, and he giggled. He thought that was funny. I mean, so yesterday, after practice, we asked Aaron, how is the status of your working relationship with head coach Matt LaFleur?
What do you mean by a working relationship? Like, what does that mean exactly?
The relationship you want going forward as a quarterback and for him as a coach?
It's yeah.
It's a pretty important relationship to any team, obviously.
Yeah, no, and I'm not discrediting your question. I'm just wondering exactly what that means. I think what I can say is that him and I are friends, and I think that's the first part of the relationship. And the on-the-field relationship is one that grows over time. You know, he hasn't called a play into me in a game situation yet. So there's a process of feeling comfortable with the way the play comes in and him trusting me and me trusting him. But I feel great about the communication. I mean, he's in every meeting. We spend time one-on-one talking about stuff. He's the main voice in the offensive room. And But he really appreciates open conversation and ideas and creativity. So it's been a great relationship, a great start to it, and I look forward to that growing and getting into that that rhythm with him as a play caller.
You have a couple of intelligent individuals there in LaFleur and Rodgers, Mike, and of course they're gonna have a relationship that's based around football, but even if they disagree, man, it's still from intelligent people trying to provide an outcome here. I think what it is people looking for dirt, and I don't think it's there. I really don't. There's no indication that it's there. It's just a good, intelligent working relationship.
So everybody saw Sean McVay and the Rams explode last year in offense and get all the way to the Super Bowl. And so then everyone talked about, wow, look, there's two or three coaches off the Sean McVay tree being hired for other jobs around the NFL, including here in Green Bay. But a couple weeks ago, Aaron did that interview when he's in Lake Tahoe, and this was the most interesting thing, is that he didn't talk about the Rams offense, and he didn't talk about, you know, what he said was, we had that game in the middle of the season at Lambeau Field, and I'm standing on the sideline watching the 49ers with a backup quarterback put up 30 points on our defense, and some of the things that they were doing pre-snap, and we said, man, that's pretty cool. That's Kyle Shanahan, who's the head coach in San Francisco, who came up with a pretty darn good game plan and almost beat the Packers with a backup quarterback, who was the offensive coordinator who made Matt Ryan an MVP and almost beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and he had Matt LaFleur as his quarterback coach that year. So we need to think about the fact how much of the Kyle Shanahan, the Mike Shanahan influence has had on Matt LaFleur, that Aaron Rodgers watched the 49ers and said, I'd like a piece of that. And that's what he's got in-house right now with Matt LaFleur. Now, it's complex, and there's a lot of motion. By the way, we just saw another scrimmage session here. They're in the helmets and shorts today. A jet sweep to Ty Davis, number 11, the speedy return guy and wide receiver. You know, hey, maybe he's not got the best hands, but here's a way that we can put this guy's speed to use. It looked just like the Badgers jet sweep when, you know, they were one of the Big Ten championship a couple of years ago. Pretty cool. Then they tried to go to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, number 83, who everyone's talking about his speed, and he got maybe a step or two on Jair Alexander, 45 yards downfield. Rodgers threw it up deep, kind of hung a little bit, and Jair able to deflect the ball away. But I talked to Davante Adams yesterday, and I said, so, you mean, we know that you weren't able to install all the playbook because this coaching staff is working so much on fundamentals. How far along are you right now with the new playbook?
I mean, just really be consistent. We gotta one, just master the offense at this point. We still haven't mastered it. We you know, got a chance to brush up on some things over the 5-week break, and obviously we had all of the, you know, those 2 months to get ready, but with offense like this, it's pretty complex. So it's, you know, it's gonna take a little bit of time. I think getting some practice runs, some live stuff in preseason is gonna help as well. So it's gonna be a process, but you know, I think we're moving at a pretty good speed right now.
Yeah, Mike, we're going to have that full interview here on the Bill Michaels Show in just a couple of minutes, but interesting stuff from Davante Adams on a complex offense, including, as we're running short here on time, including some red zone situations here for both Kaiser and Rodgers.
Yeah, and Matt LaFleur, you know, he's a passive guy, but I like the move that he took at the end of yesterday's practice where he stopped practice and told the guys, all right, next 9 plays, you know, defense or offense wins. Like, he put it up on the scoreboard. This comes from his time with Dan Quinn and the Falcons, and that's from Pete Carroll, who makes every day of the Seahawks a competition. They literally put the score up on the board. Every practice feels more like a game, and that's worked well for Seattle and, you know, for a couple of years there with Atlanta. So we asked LaFleur, what was this deal when you sort of challenged? Now, Kaiser threw a touchdown. Rodgers ended up throwing a pick picked up by Blake Martinez. But here, LaFleur talking about what he said to the players.
No, I was just kind of talking before that last team period. We're about competition, and that last period was a competition. It was third down and goal, and you know, you either win or you lose. And we had 9 cracks at it, and but I thought it amped up the energy a little bit, and it was good. It was encouraging. The defense got after the ball, which is what we want to be about, and from an offensive perspective, we've got to do a better job of taking care of it.
No, I like that contesting. Practice like you play, man. It is a score for sure. All right, let's wrap things up here, Mike, in your report here today as Dean Lowry signed and Mike Daniels released, and Lowry's play coming on, and they're depending on this guy.
Yeah, and the more I hear and figure this out, it was so much a financial move. Russ Ball, the vice president of finance, saying, look, you guys like Dean Lowry. You like what you got last November, December. You had Mike Daniels on IR. He's still got a foot injury, and do you really want to pay him $8 million at 30 years? Or do you want to move on with the crop we've got? And by the way, we still got to sign Kenny Clark, and that's going to be a monster deal. And so they end up deciding that to make that release with Mike Daniels. And I talked to Dean Lowry about what was it about his game in November and December when he took over that right defensive end spot that got him to the level where he was able to get that contract.
I think it's just playing looser. I think I was, you know, not thinking as much, just going out there and playing and having more experience under my belt, you know, having two prior years of playing a lot. It really helped me just go out there and just play football and not have to be just perfect and in my gap all the time. There's always pressure, but I think overall it doesn't change too much your process. And, you know, I think, you know, Mike was his own player. He was a great three-technique player. He had pressures, a good run stopper, but we have guys who can do different things. And, you know, I'm a five-technique, you know, three-technique. Montrevious can play three-technique. So we have guys that are very versatile that can do different things. So I don't think it's on one guy to really step up, but we all got to step up in different ways.
Man,
so we got about an hour left of this practice. We're in a light rain right now. Shoulder pads tomorrow and full pads on Sunday morning here in Green Bay.
Very good. Mike Clemens, always a pleasure, man. You're the best.
Thank you, Tim.
You got it. There he is, Mike Clemens, at training camp here for the 2019 championship season for the Green Bay Packers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.